Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz, and I'm affected. I don't know why I said that. Affected. Oh, you're so fake. You're so affected. Oh, my God.
Cool.
She's so affected. Lois Effect. All day. Don't even ask. Don't even ask. You just wake up and you just roll with it.
I understand.
I know, girl. Listen, you've been, you know, we've been married for 11 years now. We know how it is. We know how it is.
I'll just go with it.
We have a hand raised. Well, praise be. Good. Didn't get into that rabbit hole. Let's start the show with the call.
All right.
Saved by the call.
It's area code 203. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Michelle.
Hi. Are you in Connecticut?
No, I moved. I'm in California now.
Oh, because I got that 203. Okay. So you're in California. And are you a first-time caller with this show?
I haven't called in a while, but I'm not first-time caller now.
Oh, so you called. Great. Okay, so just to reset the energy, I'm going to ask you again if we have permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes.
All right. So how can we help today?
Well, I want to make a move with my job. But there's a love question wrapped in here, too. Cause
of course there is. As one does.
So I'm wondering if, for one thing, there's one job out in Utah, and there's a guy out in Utah, and I'm wondering if anything's going to happen.
Well, definitely something's going to happen. Whether we like that thing that's going to happen is another story. So let's just own that you are entering in and accepting that when you make that commitment to cross the threshold into the field of possibilities, then we have to take responsibility for that. So something's going to happen, okay? And it doesn't mean when I say that, I say that objectively, something is going to happen. But if you skew that, you put that through a pink pretty filter, then we're not really owning as adults that we are entering the field of possibility. And I've been saying this for about a little over a week, that there, and I'm still maintaining this energy that many of us, especially those of us that are conscious and are aware of life really being what's happening underneath the surface, not just the function, eating, working, entertainment, distraction piece of it, which is most people. And then there's, I'll be generous to say, maybe 5% of the population, we know that there's something deeper than that. So I'm going to put you in that camp, because why would you call this crazy train wreck of a podcast, right? So, in owning that, the energy that's been taking place is a threshold energy, meaning that many of us are leveling up and many of us are crossing a threshold into deeper, more profound awareness. That's very good news. But with that comes more ownership, accountability, responsibility, and there's also an acceleration of, if you are off center, you're going to find out really quick with the contrast. That actually is good news, because you'll see how empowered you are to neutralize the charge and shut it down. if that makes sense, right? So I want you to own that you are in a more profound state, okay, of consciousness. Many of us aren't going to be interacting all the time with others that understand that. That's why we've been doing this show for so many years, because we know twice a week we can have a we can hold space and have these conversations that we really wouldn't have in our daily life. And I'm sure we all have relatives and friends that you wouldn't even, it wouldn't even occur to you to reveal that part of you. It's like it's not for them to understand. It's not for you to proselytize, and it's not for you to convince anyone except knowing how you feel in your soul and your heart. So I say all of this that I actually would like for you to reframe your question, because the answer is yes, something's going to happen. You know what I mean? If he's still alive, something's going to happen. So reframe the question.
Something has already happened.
Say again?
Something has already happened.
This we know. All right. That's what I'm saying. So cross the threshold. So we're going to cross the threshold together. Elisa's going to hold one hand. I'm holding the other. Okay. I'm going to count to three. You ready, Elisa? We're going to cross the threshold together. Okay. Because I know something happened. That's where we're – hello. One, two, three. Cross the threshold. I'm a big girl now. Yes. So something happened. Okay. So you're obviously – something has been activated within you with this person. You feel a sense of connection. What I would say is – and – many of us do this, and I've seen men do it, and I've seen women do this, where all of a sudden we really want to see how this movie is going to play out, and we just want to take the remote and fast forward to like the middle and then the end to see if it works out, when meanwhile you didn't even see the opening credits. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. Right?
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So what would it feel like just for you to be okay with how things are in this present moment without having any guarantee of what it's going to look like or what it's going to play out? Because there's always a risk, right? But let me ask you this before you answer that question. Is the job piece of it, put it this way, if this guy wasn't in the picture, would you still be thinking about this job?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really hard to know sometimes, because I had some signs.
Okay.
Come up that drew me to Utah in the first place, which drew me to a map, and I said, wait a minute, isn't that where this guy lives? And that guy was married, but he was a friend of mine, you know?
Okay.
So I said, let me call him, because he can answer some questions. I'll give him a call.
Okay.
And that's how.
Well, that's great. Okay. That's great, because the guy was already there parked, so to speak, you know, in the wings. So that's great. So what is it about this situation, or rather, what is it about yourself that you're not trusting? Because it has nothing to do with you, nothing to do with the guy. What is it in you that you're not trusting?
Well, no, I don't have a lot. I've moved all over the country, and I don't have a lot of energy left in me.
Yeah.
And I went to Utah expecting that I was going to be compelled one way or the other, to, you know, because he loves it there. He's from there. He loves it there. And when I went there, he showed me all around.
Yeah.
Expecting me to be compelled. And I didn't see myself loving it. But the job could very well be beneficial, even if I took it for less than a year.
Right.
So, now, I have another friend that lives in Georgia, And when I looked at that area, I said, oh, my God,
well,
this
see,
is like the area I've been looking
you gotta
for.
You got to pay attention. And I also would, can you please give Elisa your date of birth, just not the year, just the month and the day?
November 29th.
Oh, girl, go shorty. It's your birthday. Go shorty. Yes, happy birthday.
Well,
okay, that's good. So she's going to.
Oh, I had a birthday. I saw this guy on my birthday.
Oh.
I had a very nice birthday.
Girl. Oh, hell, well, yes. She's still blowing out the candles.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. But interesting because how your energy, and I'm going to pass this to Elisa in a second, how your energy expressed when you talked about Georgia,
yeah,
that was so fluid and flowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's very interesting. So the conflict, so there's a lot going on. You feel like you don't have energy, but the thing is, it's like your energy is going to be with you wherever you go. So I think we can take that off the list. We're all coping with fluctuating energy because we've been in a shit show for 9 months, right? So that's everything. That's all of us,
yeah.
Right? We still have to function. We still have to work. We still have to navigate this madness for probably another good 6 months before we can get this vaccine, you know, to just day-to-day people, right?
Yeah.
So let's take that off of it because I want you to imagine it's almost like you're a hot air balloon, but the hot air balloon can rise up because there's too many bricks in there, right? So let's take that brick of energy because that's going to be with you no matter where. You could be in India or you could be in Utah or you could be in New Jersey. It doesn't matter. So let's take that brick out of the balloon. It just got a little bit lighter, right? So now you really – happy birthday. You really like this guy. And you saw him. Where were you geographically when you saw him?
I was at his house.
you were in Utah?
I went to Utah to look at the area. He, you know, and I called him. I said, I am going to come out. I thought he was still married, but he's going on his second divorce now.
Oh,
so he said, you know, you can stay here. And, he said, you can stay as long as you want. If you take the job, you can. He's a very nice person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And while we don't know each other that well, we've always had this connection. So that's what happened. So he showed me around for the day. I went out for my birthday.
Nice.
To look around, to see, lay my eyes on the place. And that was it, you know. So we just always had feelings for each other,
right?
And that was
right. And with this job, because that's really at the core of this, is this something that could be like really? Is this like a moving up, you're leveling up, you're trading up? Is this a lateral move? Is this life changing? And is it something that makes you, that you're so excited?
So the job has an element to it where I could learn something if hopefully I don't fail at learning it, but and get fired. But
that's not
going to
happen.
Okay, it has an element of me learning something that could be very beneficial. And in fact, it might even help me get a job in Georgia in the future.
Oh, well, stepping stone. Well,
yeah, and not that I couldn't get a job now. I don't know. Actually, I just, when I looked at Georgia yesterday and looked around online, I started immediately realizing that there are places to work out there. I said, this is my dream retirement area, you know.
Girl.
So I started sending my resume out. So.
Well, there's your answer. There's your answer. I think that vibrationally, the way you're talking about, I think Utah would, the only reason you would be going there would be to be spending time with this guy. That really would be the bottom line. If you really reduce everything down, because remember when this call started, we cross the threshold into the owning that you can participate in the field of possibilities. So, does that make sense? If you really narrow it down, because if you could get a job in Utah and you know you can get a job in Georgia, then you know that it's possible.
Yeah.
Thank you. Can you at least own that? That it's in the field of possibilities?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what I'm saying is, can you own the fact that the reason that would motivate you to take this energy that you're very protective of is because of this guy? That's owning something. And then the answers can reveal themselves to you.
Yeah.
I'll let you ponder that.
But is it? I'm not sure, because there's a possibility that I could take what I learned from that job and use it.
Yeah, well, you
to
can
get
learn
a job.
Well, you can get. You said you could get you could get a job in Georgia too.
Without it.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you own that, and I'm not being mean. I'm just a tough chick from New York. But do you follow what I'm saying? Because when you do that, then you let go of thinking small. When you do that, when you own, that's the reason. That creates space for magic to happen. Let that sink in, and I want to hear what Elisa has to say based on her listening to this conversation and her knowing your number. Okay, so I'm going to turn it over to my fabulous co-host.
It's like I'm watching like this like crazy tennis match. Like, it could be this.
I know, right? It is.
Liz brings up some points for you to consider, because sometimes in talking it out and to hear it played back to you in a different way, it makes you look at it differently. It's just the same thing. It's just a different angle.
Yeah.
And given your birthday that just happened, happy birthday, you got into a number 8 personal year. In the cycle of 9 years, you're in the number 8 personal year. And number 8 is a number of power. It's a number of manifesting. It's a power. It's a number of reaching these goals that you kind of put out there, 4 years ago. It's that much closer to reaching bigger picture things for you. And And you have a whole year. It's not like there's a race to get to anything. But if this has been something that you've been thinking about, and this isn't just like one thing, but I want to stress bigger picture for you. Like this question that you asked us is specifically about a job with the side thing of, and there's a guy. And there's a guy. But the job was sort of what you were looking at, because the job is your job. You know, it's your work. It's not, I want to move because I need somebody else to take care of me. It's I'm also wanting to be fulfilled in what my livelihood is. I would say, pay attention to the items that Liz brought up. And see how this fits into your bigger goals that you've been working on. So I know most people want to do, want to have a good steady income, so the work situation, not even just income, but that they're happy doing what they're doing. And also they're happy living where they're living. And that they have a social life or romantic life. So all these things, that's why, Utah is... And the job there is one thing. Georgia and the job situation there, longer term, is another thing. Because what you were saying with Utah was, it was like there was going to be something temporary about that. Like it could be this, but then I could also move on to something else. And there's nothing wrong with that. But just look at Georgia. You're like, oh wow, I could probably retire there.
Yeah. I've been searching for an area to retire in for, I can't tell you how many years. It's been like on my brain. Like, I've asked psychics. It's like, I just don't know where I want to be anymore. Life has changed. My daughter is graduating from college this month, and she's barely talks to me, you know. So I want this. So when I saw the area in Georgia, I said, and the fact that there are jobs in my field in the area, like plenty. I was thinking, I got on the phone with a realtor and I said, look, I said, I might buy this house as a rental. I'll buy it, rent it out, because I don't have a job there now, but maybe, but I plan, you know, to live there. So that is my plan now. And I do see that this other guy would also have these jobs, even more than me. He'd have these job possibilities, even more. So I could, you know, I feel that if I went to Utah, because whatever reason, and I don't even know the reasons anymore, but I want to get out of California. So, well, I want to get out of California so bad, you know?
Yeah.
I'm completely at a zero socially, emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
I've been that way. This is like a vortex for me, and I want to get out. And while Utah doesn't appeal to me to live there, you know, I mean, it's not a horrible place. It's just not, I just don't.
Yeah, well, just own the fact that you want to go there to be with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that will set you free. That's what's probably draining your energy.
Because
you're afraid to admit that.
Well, it's my energy's been drained. I've been clobbered with one illness after another for 2 years. I've kind of been like bedridden for mostly 2 years, year and a half. But I'm kind of recovering.
Yeah, no, you are recovering. This is all part of it. This is all part of it. The body is a reflection of what's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
So
and you
should
don't have
I
to,
go to Utah?
Girl?
Is
girl,
that my question?
Girl? You know, now I have no energy. Listen, girl. What's the harm in admitting that just here to us? You don't have to say anything to him or to anybody else, but if you admit it to yourself, you know what I mean? If you own that,
yeah.
Okay, let's just try something right here, okay? Elisa, take one hand, I'll take the other. Okay, we're holding your hand now. Okay, we cross the threshold. Okay, Elisa got the right hand, I got the left, okay? So we're going to count to three, and I'm going to ask you a question, okay? So we're going to count to three. One, two, three. What's the reason for you going? For you thinking about going to Utah?
It's a guy.
Right. Okay. So now take a breath. Let's just receive that. It's okay, because this is about you finding value in yourself and you admitting, like all of us, you know, we all need human connection. So just receive that. Just take a breath. Okay. I'm going to ask you another question. So how do you feel right now in this second, in this moment?
A little worried that it's a bad idea.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, and then if we say there's job possibilities and, I mean, the fact that you called a realtor in Georgia, if I'm not mistaken, is that, that's what you said, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
oh,
Elisa.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
Girl.
At some point.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, this guy has, think about it, do you really, I'm not trying to convince you of anything, I'm just showing you different angles, okay, because we don't judge here, we're neutral. When you, this guy has a lot of unfinished business.
He does.
Right now.
He does.
Thank you. And let me tell you something. when you are outside of the bubble of a, I call them a situationship, right? When you get outside of that bubble, you might be painting yourself into a corner, because I think what's benefiting the relationship or situationship with you guys is that you're not in the same state right now.
I believe that too.
Well,
I
girl,
was thinking the same thing.
So, hello, this is why. Okay, I know you've been feeling, you know, depleted of energy for a while, but this is part of that depletion. This is part, it's contributing to what was the foundation, because I think this has origins, this has roots in not trusting your inner being. That's exhausting. That's why you're so tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and Elisa can totally speak on this, where if your mind is really, really active, it's exhausting. It
is. Well, I'm trying to connect with myself. I'm trying to, like, because
you already connected.
You're
connected.
Yeah, right.
You're connected. Yeah. You're like the dog chasing the tail. It's like, no, it's right there. It's not going. You're connected.
No, that's.
Just
see,
trust.
That's what was scary, you know, that because I kind of like was feeling like he does have unfinished business, and
yeah.
What is that going to do? I'm going to be
What's going to happen is you're going to show up, and that's going to burst the bubble.
Yeah.
It's going to be too, it's, and again, I'm just a chick who reads the energy, okay? Going to be too much. Right now, it's containable.
Yeah.
So anything can happen, because the most infallible law of the universe is free will. But
yeah.
Part of why you're so exhausted is because of the indecisiveness and the not trusting and not owning what's in your heart and in your soul.
Okay.
And that will revitalize your health, and then you'll start getting, you know, you said you were getting signs. You're going to start getting signs about things to better take care of yourself, whether it's drinking more water or meditate, whatever it is. But it would be lovely for you to swap out the not trusting and the not sure and the indecisiveness with steps towards self-care and to replenishing. Right now, you're tapped out. So this is a time of receiving and replenishment. So I want Elisa to speak about, like, what happens when you're just overthinking things, because it can really play itself out in the body. There's no escape for what we need to face. So I'm going to pass it on to her. So she knows.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, your mind can basically, we're visual, right? We're a visual being.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we'll just look at something and we can be affected. Now, that thing could be like, you know, a cheesy Hallmark card commercial. You get really emotional. And even though that didn't happen to you, you feel it. So, you know, that's how susceptible we can be to the things that we allow in. And what we see, and then we start to micromanage it, and we want to manipulate it, and we try to make sense of it all. But if you're not connected to how things are feeling for you, so there's a whole process here, because your mind can look at things in a vacuum and think, oh, that's it, that's what it is. But it can be completely made up. You know, just like a visual, like that's a picture of a really sunny day, but because it's such a beautiful picture, it elicits certain feelings, like, oh, that's so pretty. And it's just as powerful as being outside and being in a sunny, beautiful day. So you have a whole process of having to receive this information, and when you don't, when there's a block of whatever sort, and over you know, time, if there's this block of not wanting to receive something, it'll show up where, you know, you have earaches, or you've got pink eye, or your energy levels, because you've been putting like on the gas and the brake at the same time, and you're hoping your car goes somewhere, you know, and you're getting frustrated because your car isn't going anywhere. So you have all these things that you're trying to do, and you don't even realize, oh, it's because I've got my foot on the gas and on the brake, so I'm about to run out of gas and haven't gone anywhere. And I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
So knowing what's what, like being able to take that time to really look around and feel like, okay, this is like the whole part about Liz saying, you know, trust yourself, receiving information. So sometimes you can get it, but you don't get it. Like I can tell you 2 + 2 = 4, but, you know, if you're really skeptical, you're like, yeah, but what does that mean? You know, and you have to like have it all kind of broken down with you a different way. But however you so you could say, sure, everyone tells you that, but I don't know until I see it, until I know it myself. So sometimes you get the information, but to receive it means something different.
In this case, it's
figuring out these feelings and sorting through them and not being afraid of them or having to block them out for whatever reason to kind of, you know, I think the blocking is we do it to kind of get us through a period of time, or it's a coping mechanism, but at some point you can't continue to block it without there being some repercussions. So part of that is putting yourself first and not feeling guilty about it. Self-care part is huge. And so, like, regardless of whatever is going on with other people, if things aren't connecting within you, it doesn't matter where you move to. It doesn't matter who you're hanging out with. Because, as Liz said, that's the energy you're going to have. It's your energy. So you get your energy levels up, or you get it flowing. It's not even about it being up. It's about it flowing. Because stuff isn't connecting all the way through.
Yeah.
That's
interesting.
That's where – so you already know, like, California is not where you want to be.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I've known
so
that.
You know that.
And the funny thing is that I have never had such a hard time getting another job. This place has kept me here. It sucked me in, and which is now when it looks like opportunities are opening up. It's like, hey, this is what I wanted, so why am I not compelled? Because there's other opportunities, too. That, you know, they start when you're looking, they start presenting.
Right.
And so it's like, well, I'm not compelled for that. And the difference about Utah was the fact that I got a sign. The sign was I stumbled upon my old contract with this company. I was going to take the same job that was in California, though. It's now moved to Utah. I was going to take it last year, but it was only going to be for 3 months. So I said, I don't want to take a contract for 3 months. So all of a sudden this year, two weeks ago, I stumbled onto the contract. And I said, oh, okay, I won't throw that out. That's my old contract. I didn't take it. But, and then I see an email from this company, like, you know, like that night. And it says, do you want this job? It's now moved to Roy, Utah. And that's a really nice place. Right. And so that's when I got looked on the map, and I said, and this was over the course of like a week, because I wasn't sure. I said, okay, I'll look at the job, and where is it? Where is this place? And then I saw the town where my friend lived.
That's
and I
crazy.
Said, wait a minute, isn't that where my friend lives? Let me call him. And that's how this happened.
Right. But maybe it's those breadcrumbs leading you to think, to really seeing where Georgia fits in. That could be a sign.
Oh, yeah, because now by comparison.
That's what I'm saying.
My heart leapt out, and I said, "This is, well, no matter anything, I'm retiring here. This is
going to
be my home."
Yeah. And it's interesting because, you know, retirement is it's something that you said you've been thinking about for a long, long time, and it's something that's taking place in the future.
So what we're suggesting very lovingly is that future isn't going anywhere. So really think about right now. The future is going to take care of itself. You're very responsible. I have no doubt that you're going to have your act together. That, you know, with that, maybe it, unconsciously it's in a safe place because it is in the future, and it's a way to keep you from being here present right now. But the sign, I think, you had all these things, like, oh, my God, I found the contract. Oh, my God, at the same day, I got the email that night. Oh, my God, this is where this is where, listen, oh, my God, this is where this guy is. Oh, my God, he's in the middle of a divorce. Oh, my God. And then you think, George, wait, listen. And then you think, oh, wait, Georgia. So do you see how even when something looked like this is the option, it put into razor-sharp focus how you feel about Georgia stronger than anything else. Even in the wake of a guy and a job, Georgia's like, oh, excuse me, I'm pretty fierce. Excuse me, you're not going to get away. You're not going to get away from me that quick. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. So you got to look at the bigger picture and where you fit in that. For right now, it's all about how you're feeling right now, not 10 years from now. I mean, I don't, age is irrelevant, but you know, I don't know when retirement age is for you, but not down the road in the future, but right now. So you're neglecting who you are now. That's why you're exhausted, because that's your body saying, bitch, please pay attention. Please take care of us now, all the parts of yourself. Please stop neglecting us. Got to be here now and see how you feel.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so I did, I immediately started putting out applications to Georgia because, I would take a job in Georgia and that would be clear. But I don't have a job in Georgia today.
Not yet. So. Yeah, but hello, when you put the seed in the ground, do you expect to see the tree the next day? These things take a little time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So think about how you feel now. The guy isn't going anywhere. He has so much. There's a lot of like, again, I'm just picking up on the energy. This is not kind of like a simple, and this is his second divorce, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is, this may not be the best time for you to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want that beautiful bubble. You don't want that beautiful bubble to backfire. I just broke up with somebody after 5 months because I knew I got to keep it in the bubble. I got to keep it in the bubble because he has a lot of unfinished business with, like, clinical depression and things of that nature. And the thing is, I have nothing but beautiful memories and the highest regard and respect. If I had stayed in this situationship with this person, it would have been a rabbit hole. And it has been the most evolved, mature experience that I've had with the friendship probably in my life.
Wow.
You follow? And the last show that we did on Tuesday, I was talking about the breakup just happened about a week and a half ago. And I was talking about it when we did a show the other day on Tuesday, and I said that night when I ended it with him, very beautifully, very, you know, we cried. It was lovely. It was very special. You know, we're going to be, you know, friends, whatever. It is what it is, but it was time to move on because he has to take care of his unfinished business, right? And it helps that, you know, I'm psychic, so I was like, okay, I knew in the beginning, it's so funny, I knew, like, after month two, I said, we're going to break up right after his birthday, and we did. It was so crazy. But that's very handy.
Wow, yeah.
Very handy. So that night, oh, it's so useful. So that night, my right arm was in pain.
Mm.
So I look it up, and I'm like, and I said this on Tuesday. I said, oh, of course, the points that it's connected to, the heart. So I just gave my arm love. I didn't freak out. I talked to it. I was kind to it. I understood it. And last night, as of like 6 or 7 o'clock last night, completely, the pain completely went away because I feel like I am moving on from this relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that there
are
that,
you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is this a permanent breakup? Oh, I thought maybe
No. He's not for me. He was my first connection post divorce that lasted more than like a minute. Yeah. So that he was sort of like my sensei, because I was on lockdown for about 30 years. From 25 to 55, I was in a committed relationship and then marriage, and then got out of it a couple years ago, and then he was like my gateway drug, which was great, to understand, to dealing with parts that I thought were atrophied within myself. So I'm so thankful to this person. Nothing but beautiful things, whatever. But I know he was the rehearsal guy, not Mr. Right Now. He was the rehearsal guy. And I now come out of that experience so much more aware. But he's not the right person for me, and I know that, and I'm okay with that. But he served such a beautiful purpose. And I feel so strong and so empowered in owning that, you know, and for knowing that it was time to shut it down. Because his unfinished business outweighed, I could not compete with that, nor would I want to. So I was not going to put myself in that position. And the freedom that I feel from that, and the inner strength and resilience that has resulted in taking that step and owning it, I could really see the aerial perspective, and it will always be a very beautiful memory, precious. Mm. And I'm like, wow, that's so civilized. I'm such a grown up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So you could be entering, because the thing is, he's not going to know. He's not going to know. He's going to think, oh, she could, you know. I mean, what does he say about you if you took a job and you moved there? What does he say?
Well, I'll tell you. When I got back home, I moved my phone.
Hello?
I'm sorry. When I got back home,
I said,
how would you feel about a long-distance relationship, like planes and stuff like that? And he said, I think that would be fine, except I've got a lot of stuff going on.
Thank you.
I think you did too. He says, I'm not even divorced yet. He says,
thank you.
Let me get divorced first. So
there you go.
I said,
there
yeah. I said, yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Let him take care of his business.
So I still had the question of the job on the table. So, you know, I mean, it's still there, the job, you know. So I had to figure that out. And and that's its own thing. But now he influences the job because I felt like, hey, I'm going to be like over there on his lap saying, here I am, you know.
that could really explode.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
exactly.
That would be horrible.
So you're smart enough. Thank you. Right. You're smart enough to know that. The fact that you spoke to a realtor and the fact that you're applying for jobs in Georgia, I mean, Alisa, what does that tell you?
Yeah. Yeah, she's got her mind on Georgia. Georgia
Thank
on
you.
Your mind.
Georgia,
I am so happy that I found a home. I haven't even seen it, but that's my I actually want to buy before I go.
Just the way you're talking right now, your whole energy shifted. So so if you want our opinion, because it's just an opinion, we say, I don't think you need the Utah detour.
Okay.
I mean, that's just my opinion. Alisa, what's your opinion?
Yeah. You totally light up when you talk about Georgia. But
I
live in Georgia.
Right.
I live in Georgia.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
isn't that funny? It's another sign, bitch. It's a sign. Elisa, yes, our Elisa and a big community, part of the community for Universal Energy Radio is based in Georgia. I'm the one that's, I'm the only one not in Georgia. Everybody else is. I'm in New York. They're all in Georgia. Isn't that crazy? That's a, see, there's another sign.
So I'm just curious as to what part of Georgia you're looking at.
What part of Georgia, she wants to know. What part?
Oh, so my friend moved to some town called Woodstock. And it seems like a simple place in the midst of technology, but still like a simple. He said the downtown is really simple and charming. I said, well, that sounds like me, because I'd rather be up in Maine, you know, in a near the general store. You know?
Right, that's so nice. Mm-hmm.
And I want, like, that simple – I want a nice house in a nice neighborhood that is affordable. And, of course, Georgia has that, too.
Yeah,
so.
Georgia's very affordable.
Right.
Compared to where you've been living, yeah, compared to a lot of other places.
Yeah.
Right, of
people,
course.
People buy up houses in Georgia, like
yeah.
Those business.
So I have a suggestion that you – that this show downloads onto – iTunes. So if you look for the show, and you've been really on for the majority of the show, which is great, listen to it, and listen to the conversation, and listen to how your energy has shifted throughout this whole call.
Yeah.
And just own what you want to do. How's your energy feeling right now?
Better.
Thank you.
Now I feel like I can listen to myself. And
thank you. Yay.
Trustworthy now.
Just trust life. Trust yourself. That's why you're here, to trust. You know, and whatever happened to you in the past, because this we're not going to get into it, but there's like some mother issues that I'm picking up on. So
yeah,
thank you. So we're not going to unpack that, because this is more than enough. But trust yourself and take better care of yourself. And please call us back with updates, because this is a cliffhanger. We don't know where the story is going to go. All right? And you know where to find us. So call us back with updates. We'd love to hear back from you. You can let us know what happens as the narrative continues.
You don't know how it's going to go?
Girl, I know I'm good, but I'm not that good. I have my suspicions, but I'm not going to give it, but I'm going to keep that to myself. So you got to live your life, girl. Live it and own it.
Okay.
You crossed the threshold.
Okay.
You did a lot of work today. So
yeah,
follow up
totally.
With us. Yeah, and let us know how you're doing.
Okay.
All right, honey. Take care.
I'm so happy. I'm really so
good.
Happy.
Yay, she's happy. Yay.
I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
Wow. Listen,
really
another case solved on the lowest of them.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Oh,
thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You're
take
welcome.
Care,
bye. Wow.
That's funny.
We rolled up our sleeves with that one. You know, Elisa, how she sounded at the end when she said, "I'm so happy," it was like somebody up called. It's like somebody kicked her out of the way and said, "Give me the phone."
It helps to view your possibilities without trepidation, you know? It helps to be excited about that kind of stuff. So as you know, this conversation, it took that type of conversation to elicit that, to kind of get to, well, you know, this is a possibility. And when you start looking at what other options are, then you're like, oh, okay. So in the moment, it can be very clear cut. And then the rest of it is still up to you. Like, you know, you could decide something else. Something else could come up. And so it's good to have that in that moment, in any moment, to just feel like, okay, no, this does make sense. It feels right. I do feel lighter. And it doesn't mean there's no work to be done. There's still work. There's always going to be work. But If you feel lighter about doing it, it doesn't feel like work, then that's like half the battle right there. You know, you're already coming out on top. I'm excited. I mean, and I love that we always have free will. I mean, it's always going to factor in. There are things that we could say on the show. There are things that we can talk to, you know, even with each other, we can say, well, yeah, that makes sense. But, you know, and I appreciate the advice, but you can still make your own decisions. You're always going to make your own decisions. So you have to just be up, just allow for that. But yeah, when you start trusting yourself, that's huge. That's a big thing. So I'm excited. All right. So did I just lose everybody? I have no idea. It looks like Liz just dropped. So we'll see what happens. She'll probably call back in. But yeah, when you can get out of that feeling of doubt or indecisiveness, then, you know, it definitely lightens the load. So let's see here. They are saying they cannot hear me. Okay. Well, I don't know what else to do here. Let's see if we can do another call in and see what happens. All right. Let's see. I'm going to type in the chat room. Okay, so she can hear me. Cool. All right. Well, listen, I think we are done. I think Liz just texted me. She said she couldn't hear me, so she's going to sign off. I'm good with that, too. I hope everyone's going to have a wonderful weekend. No sense in me yammering on for the last 5 minutes of the show. But I am very appreciative. I think having these kinds of conversations it just shows the benefit of having a sounding board and the benefit of having a safe space, which I tend to think of as this show doing that. You know, Liz does a tough love. She's so good at it, but it's interesting because it's not always something that you think, oh, I don't really want to say it, but sometimes it's exactly what needs to happen. So to hear yourself say it, And to hear yourself own something, it can be very frightening, it can be scary, and yet when it's out there, then it's not eating you up inside. So there you are. You're like, oh, okay. Well, I just said it. So let's see what happens. So I'm so glad. Oh, here we go. I think this is Liz. Let's see what happens. Hello?
Hi. So I was talking to the people because I didn't know if I cut out or you cut out or whatever, so I signed off. So I was talking.
No, I didn't. Nice, I didn't hear you. And I typed in. I typed in a chat to see if anyone could hear me. And Raven said she could hear me, but just me, not you. So
yeah. So yeah. So that's okay. Anyway, yay. So that was amazing. To yes, yeah, so ignore my text because I was like signing off to an audience that wasn't hearing me. but that's okay. So you can ignore those text messages. But how wonderful to witness that amazing shift of energy.
Yeah, I love
at
that.
At the end of her call, right? Wasn't that amazing? So
yeah.
Beautiful.
I was just talking about that, how when you're able to just put something on the table and own it, when you say it. So,
yeah,
you know,
it's so powerful.
Conversations keep, it doesn't keep stuff in. The conversation means that you eventually have to say something and
right.
Let yourself be vulnerable. And
right.
We tend to worry about saying something wrong.
Right.
Or saying something that's going to trap us, but
right.
Sometimes just owning something is its own release from a prison we had no
yes.
idea we even had.
Right. It's the truth will set you free. That means something. And the
right.
strength, you know, you use such a perfect word, vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
That's strength. And we mistake it for weakness, but it is really strength to just own that and to experience that. Like when my arm was not it was almost a week that my arm wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
And over a week actually. And I just was like, okay, whatever time this needs to process, I'm just going to roll with it. I'm going to take care of it and not sidestep it. There you go.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing, you know, to own that. You know, she has feelings for this guy, but to that, you know, to take such a risk where, I mean, if you're looking at houses you want to buy and you're applying for jobs someplace else, but you're saying you're going to go to another state so far away, that's some interesting logic. But it's, you know, but if you have that filter of wanting to be with somebody, but then they have all that unfinished business, that's a lot to unpack. I would be exhausted just thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure.
But just the lightness of her energy toward the end, I mean, she could see that core of connection to herself is what's going to sustain her.
Right.
And the contrast is there for a reason. And
right.
Even with the bells and whistles of a job and a guy, Georgia's like, oh no, baby, you better take a closer look, because I don't think you want to turn away from the, you know what I mean? Georgia didn't even have to work that hard. Georgia's like me in a relationship. I'm like, okay, bye. That's how I am when I break up. I'm like, all right, you're going to be missing this, but that's all right. I'm going to keep it moving. Oh yes. Oh yes. I'll be dating again. Oh, watch me. Yeah. Watch me. So that's the whole thing. Like even in the face of all of that quote unquote competition, because there's no competition. Georgia knows. Georgia's like, I'm good. Right? You have all these things, a job, a guy, another place, a new life. And Georgia's like, she'll be back. Right. She'll be back. And Georgia's just holding that peach, saying, this peach tastes good. I got some sweet tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
You don't have to work that. Georgia doesn't have to work that hard. There you go. See? Georgia knows. So interesting. Oh, my gosh. She really
and that Woodstock area
it's
is
crazy.
Super cute, actually. I've got relatives that live
nice.
Near that area. So it's it's cute. I mean, it's a suburb. Definitely a suburb of Atlanta, but it's a further out there. So it's accessible.
Mm-hmm.
It's closer to a lot of great things, but a lot of these suburbs now are so built up, relatively speaking, that, you know, a lot of people don't want to go into the city, because why would they?
Right.
Exactly.
Because it's
so
crazy.
I can see the appeal. I can definitely see the appeal.
Right. And she's talking about signs and you're like, well, I'm in Georgia right now. That's a sign. And you know exactly the area that she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So very interesting. Mm-hmm. I do hope she follows up. I would love to know what she decides to do. So.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Yeah. I love that. Anyway, well, that was a great, interesting conversation. I hope she listens to the call so she could see, like, sort of the journey of where her energy was going, you know?
Yeah, that's
so
always eye-opening or ear-opening.
Isn't it?
Mind-blowing.
Right. And you and I, we were tag-teaming. We were holding her hands. We jumped off the threshold. We did lots of things. Yay. So that was fun. I really enjoyed this episode. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And we are scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Please stay safe. Take care of yourselves, each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Love you. Take care.
Love y'all. Thanks.
Bye. Thank you. Yay.